Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Chaf Gimel, 323, the third mitzvah relating to Shmini Atzeres. And after this, Be'ezhem, we have two more mitzvahs left, just Lulav and Sukkah. But today we talk about Shmini Atzeres again. We've spoken about the positive Shvisa Mimalacha on Shmini Atzeres, the Karban Musaf. We spoke yesterday about various elements of Karban Musaf and women's obligation in Karban Musaf and Musaf before Mincha or Mincha before Musaf. We've spoken about the unique nature of Shmini Atzeres, the Atzarti Rekasha like Pridaschem, which we'll get back to a little bit today. So today's the last mitzvah. Let's see as much as we could get into. Two of the issues that the Chinuch brings up, we have to talk about, but even before that, let's first read the Psukim, and then we'll mention a couple of points. The Torah tells us, Bayam Arishon Mikra Kodesh, Kom Lechaz Avodol Osasu, Shivas Yamim, Vechulu, Vekraftem Yishel Hashem Atzeres Hi. You bring the carbon on Shemini Atzeres, Kom Lechaz Avodol Osasu. After this, then you have Elam Oadei Hashem Shetikroi Osam Mikra Kodesh, you have the Sama Pasuk, and then you have Sukkah Part 2, which by the Hashem we will get into in the coming days. Just two points. We know one of the famous issues that is discussed, Shemini Atzeres time, is what is its connection to Simchas Torah? When did it start? It's a very early connection, but there are connections in Eretz Yisrael here. It's the same exact day. Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, the same day that we finished the Torah on Shmini Atzeres. We spoke a little bit about it already from Rav Moshe and others. Just to mention two points relating to Simchas Torah and its connection to Shmini Atzeres. First of all, there's a Simchas Torah thought, but just two thoughts. Number one, it's a beautiful story told in Eilehe Moadai, which is from the same author of Karas Al Shabbos Oneg, his one volume on Moadim. He quotes that in the Beis Medrash of the Chafetz Chaim, when they used to do Hakafos, they used to not only do Hakafos with the Sifrei Torah, but they used to do Hakafos with the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim, or the Chamesh Megillos. They used to carry them around, and everybody used to try to get one, and they didn't always have enough for everybody. And sometimes there used to be conflicts in terms of who's going to carry what. One time, during the Hakafos, the Chafetz Chaim sees there was a boy on the side, that it was a young boy, and he was very upset. He was upset about something. The Chafetz Chaim goes over and says, "What's the problem? You know, why are you upset?" So that he says, "I don't have any Sifrei Torah. That's only for the Ramim. But I don't have any Nevi'im or Ksuvim either. So I don't know what am I going to dance with?" So the Chafetz Chaim goes over to him and says, "Here, I'll help you out." He goes to the shelf. He takes a smog off the shelf. Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, one of the Sefer Mitzvot. Chafetz Chaim says, "Here, take this. This has Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh knit together. You could dance with it." So that's the story of the smog. You could substitute in Sefer HaChinuch, Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, but the Chafetz Chaim was Mephayis and Menachim, this boy who could not find a Sefer of Tanakh to dance with, so he gave him a smog, gave him one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So in the Sefer HaMitzvahs Shir, we have to mention that story. Number one. Number two, the other important thought to mention, Shmini Atzeres, as we know, is the end of the cycle. As we mentioned from the Nesiv Shalom, it is the eighth. It's Pesach Shavuos Sukkot, and the end of Sukkot is Shmini. Shmini Atzeres is connected to Las Elavo, and it is finishing up the cycle. But we always know a finishing doesn't only mean a finishing. Rav Soloveitchik writes, it's quoted from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, on the last page of his Sefer on Sukkah, of Rishi Moshe Yerim on Sukkah. He talks about that the point of a Siyum, and the Iker part of a Siyum is not the finishing, but it is the starting again. The ability to start again. Hadron Olach, I'll come back to you, but I'm starting something new now. That is the Iker. And that's why he quotes that in Europe, the Iker covenant on Simchas Torah was Chasen Bracious, not Chasen Torah. You know, in many circles now, Chasen Torah is the greatest kibud. But really, in Europe, there were many that would mock it to get Chasen Bracious, because the Iker was the starting again, not Dafka the finishing. So that's what we have to focus on when we think about a day of Simchas Torah, of Shmini Atzeres. It's not just what we have gotten out of it up until now, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, but it is a beginning in how we will take this into our lives. That's the real message of Shmini Atzeres. Okay, maybe we'll get back to that at the end if we have more time for other Simchas Torah thoughts, but let us continue now what we are up to. So today's mitzvah is the Isser Malacha of Shmini Atzeres. Shelo lasos malacha b'yom Shmini shel Chag. Isser Malacha on Shmini Atzeres. V'hu yom Chaf Beis b'Tishrei, the 22nd day of Tishrei. Shene'emar b'yom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh kol Malachas Avoda lo Sasu. Isser Malacha. V'zeh Nikra Chag Atzeres. V'yom Rezacharnam Lavracha shu Nikra Kain. Why is it called Atzeres? As we said from Rashi, from Chazal. Levishu Sof HaModim. This is the end. V'alderech Mashalu is the end of the process, starting with Pesach. Ki'ilu Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, as if Hashem said to us, Ikvu imi yom echad shekasha lai predaschem. There it is. He quotes the Chazal. The Rashi quotes both here and in Parshas Pinchas. Hashem doesn't want us to lead. Kvar amarnu harbi pa'amim she'isra malacha b'chol ha'moadim shaveh. Says the chinuch now talking to his son. I've already explained that all the Isra Malacha and all the Moadim are equal. Amnam, Yeshli Laharchiv Amamar Bakan, but I have to expand a little bit relating to this mitzvah. O Lohudiacha Bini Binyan Yantiv Zeh, Moshe Hodionubo Chacham Zechorn Lavracha. Let me explain to you. Shehu Yantiv Bifnei Atzmo Klomar She'enu Michlal Chagasukas. Shemini Atzeres is connected. He is explicating now what we have said the past 2 days. Shemini Atzeres is connected, but it's really its own Yantif. And even though you, my son, see that here in Galus we sit in the sukkah on the first day of the 2 day Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah holiday, even though we sit in the sukkah, ze ein hadavar mipnei shayia michlal hachag. Don't think this is because it is Yantif. It is not Sukkot anymore. After all, in the brachas, as we spoke about, we say Shmini Atzeres in Shmona Esrei, and in benching, we don't mention Sukkot at all in our tefilos, in our kiddush. So why are we sitting in the sukkah? So that is because of the halacha. It's only because of Yantif Sheni. We have 2 days Sveika Diyoma on a Yitzrichin Leisheba Sukkah Shmoni Yamim. So we sit in the sukkah for 8 days and not just seven. The first day of the last days of Sukkot. But lo yaspikol on a Shiva Kedin Torah. It's not enough. Daraisa Al Kain on a Yoshim B'Sukkah B'Yashmini Shachaga Sukkot. That is the rule. Don't get confused, my son, says the Chinuch, and think that Shmini Atzeres is connected to Sukkot because you sit in the sukkah. No. It is not, and how do you know that also? You don't shake a lulav on Shmini Atzeres. You sit in the sukkah, but don't think it is sukkah. And then he quotes the important Gemara, Be'amr Zechonu Lebracha, Mesev Yasvinim Basukkah, Kedei Latzi Sidei Chova, because of the Sveika Diyoma, we sit in the sukkah. Acha Shechivun Zechonu Lebracha, Lehosev Yomecha B'chomo V'voi, because in Galus, we add on an extra day. Hosafnuhu gamkein besukkis v'yasinu yimei sukkah shmona yamim ava mikal makom biruche lo mavarchin in al sukkah b'yom zeh. But there's no bracha. We don't make a bracha of leishei basukkah. We sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but we don't make a bracha of leishei basukkah. Why? Achashu b'mes yob moed acher, because really it's not sukkahs. How can you say leishei basukkah if it is not sukkahs? If you sit in the sukkah on any other day of the year, you don't say leishei basukkah. Leishei basukkah doesn't only mean in the physical sukkah, it means in the halachic sukkah. And a sukkah only has status on sukkahs. So you can't say the bracha of leishei basukkah when it is not sukkahs, and that's why we don't say that bracha on Shmini Atzeres, even in Chutz La'aretz. Only in Chutz La'aretz when we're sitting in the sukkah. Shahashta b'kinanu b'kviyat d'yarcha, because now we know the exact calendar. The Yoser Roy shenabracha yandav ha'atzeres, shu amiti. We should make the bracha of Atzeres, which we do. But all acher shu mibrei ha'takana. The ikr din d'arais is that today Shmini Atzeres, we know the din, we sit in the sukkah purely because of Sveika d'yoma. V'shem ha'tomar, says the chinuch, lama d'tigma l'varach al shneihem. So why don't we say both? Es yom chag ha'sukkah zazev, es yom Shmini Atzeres chag hazeh. We're misupik. The answer is, you can't do that. It's not like Shabbos and Yontif, which could overlap. It's Shabbos and Yontif today, so you can say, it's Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, it's Yom Chag HaSukkah HaZeh. That's fine. But this isn't like that. Halasa, de'ilu b'Shabbos u'moed shneim b'yom echadim. Aval shnei moedim, yefshe sheyu b'yachad. Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres can never overlap. V'yal kein in roi lanu levarich kein. Therefore, we don't make the bracha. But we sit in the sukkah. We sit without the bracha. Leishei basukkah roi lanu. Why? She yeshivas hasukkah lo garmidi b'chag Atzeres. Sitting in a sukkah does not impact negatively at all the day of Atzeres. Making a bracha, declaring Yom HaSukkos HaZeh, that would impact negatively. But here, just sitting in the sukkah does not. V'yish b'davar mitzvah satakana, sh'shrei yom tovim sh'galias, sh'tiknu zecharnam lavracha. Okay, so let's talk about two major issues that come up related to what the Chinuch just said. First of all, is a very important machlokas between the Taz and the Maharshal. The Taz and the Maharshal. The Taz in the beginning of Safrei Samach Ches, the beginning of, it's only one page in the Shulchan Aruch. So in the big, large Taz there, he discusses the issue of waiting to make Kiddush until it is late on Shmini Atzeres night. We know on Lel Shavuos we're dafka wait because we need Tamimos. On Pesach night we wait because of, you know, Dalet Kosos. Fine. But what about Lel Shmini Atzeres? You got to make Shmini Atzeres early. You got to make it early. Let's say it's a weekday. I'm going to make Yontif early. Or just not waiting till it's Vade Laila. Says the Marshal, no way. Because of Marshal B'tshuva, Simon Samaches, that he saw Reb Tevel, Shelo Haya Ochal, B'krisos, Yom Shmini Atzeres, Ad HaLaila. He saw that they wouldn't make early Shmini Atzeres. The Imkain, why? If you make early Shmini Atzeres, Hayetzarech Le'avarech, Leishi Basuka, you'd have to make the bracha of Leishi Basuka, Kivan Da'adayin Yomu, because look outside, it's light outside. And the Marshal explains that you can't sit in the sukkah and not make a bracha when it is sukkis, because that's terrible. It's sukkis. You're sitting in a sukkah, you're not making a bracha? So you can't do that. So there's no choice. You can't make early Shmini Atzeres, because you wouldn't be able to say the words Leishi B'Sukkah because it's a design of Shmini Atzeres. You wouldn't be able to not say the words Leishi B'Sukkah because it's a design of the sukkah and it's sukkis outside, look outside. So therefore, you don't make early, you wait till the nighttime, then it is not sukkis anymore, no problem, and then you can sit in the sukkah. Says the, that is the Maharshal. The Ein Lomar, and don't suggest to me, the Kivan, the Mosef, Michal Al HaKodesh, Im Kain Avar Hayom Zeh. Don't tell me that once you make Tosefes Yontif, it's the new day already. We discussed this last week, and I mentioned then, I think, that I'm going to get back to this Taz Marshal. Don't tell me that once you make early, it doesn't matter if it's light outside. I davened. Shmini Atzeres, it's Shmini Atzeres. No. Ze'eno. Nihidim Mosifin Bitfila. Fine, you could daven early. Kida Ashkechon, like it says in Brachas. The Rav Sol Yisrael Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Avalola Asos Laila. But it's not nighttime. Shahari Kriyashma Shalarvisoya Omer Bishaito. After all, you have to repeat Kriyashma. Umishamachi ain't right. Lisbar Omer. Bilal Shabbos Achar Kiddush. Adalila. Therefore, also if you get the Omer, you shouldn't do it early. Ula Omer Gamkein ain't right. The Sasvi Adadi. And also, you can't say Leisha Basuka if you already made Kiddush of Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, there is nothing to do, says the Marshal. You got to wait till Vade Laila in order to sit in the Sukkah on Leil Shmini Atzeres. Says the Taz, Elu Divrei Harav. The Av Shein Mishivin Ariyach Harmoso, even though you're not supposed to attack a lion after it's dead, which is the phrase meant that is always used when a posik is about to argue on a previous generation's posik, one that has already been nifter. So he said that even though you shouldn't attack a lion, the kalvachomer b'shu'al kamoni, and especially a little fox like me, shouldn't be attacking the lion of the marshal. You see the imagery of the Taz. Mikamakom, I'm sorry, I think he's wrong. Ach v'dayti, shedivrei harav ma'od temuin, v'yendas al sheli sovlat. I don't know what he's talking about. T'lama gazar tainis b'chinam mishas knisa shmini atzeres shumi b'yom. We never find this anywhere. Why should he be gozer tainus on Klal Yisrael? When they make Kiddush, let him sit, they daven, let him sit in the sukkah. Who hechruch to Tosefes Michal al Kodesh Daraisa. The concept of Tosefes Shabbos, and Tosefes Yontif, is a din Daraisa. It's not a Durabanan. That also is a Daraisa. The Lama lo matzu takana l'knisasu at alayla l'hatzil adam yisr gadosh l'yav alecha l'kodem alayla. You're making them crazy. You can't. Vesu, he says, Lefish Chash Shalom, according to him, Yasa Lichnos the Sukkah Bosasha. It should be usher to go into the Sukkah at that time. Because every time you go into the Sukkah, you have to make a bracha according to some Rishonim. So therefore he says, I don't understand what he means. And then he says, Api Svara, and here's the key line, Ube Emes Svara Shabana Harava Love, who Eino Kiyim Klal. The whole basis of his Svara is wrong. Devadai, Mishem Mosef Michal Ala Kodesh, Hu Ose Api Tzivi Teresenu. Whoever's adding on to Kedusha, it's what Hashem wants you to do. V'kvar chalaf v'halach mimenu chovas hayom. Mashahaya alav kodem zeh. V'havi kamo laila u'machar mamish. It's the next day. Oh, Kriyashma you have to repeat? Because Kriyashma is a din of laila. It's not laila, but it's the calendaric next day. And therefore, anything that goes by the day, not a din of laila, you'll be able to do early. So this is the lumdus of the Taz and the Marshal relating to going into Shmini Atzeres, whether you can make it early because you're worried about the bracha, sitting in the sukkah, the chulu, and also, of course, relates to the issue of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. How do you look at the mitzvah and the day that you were Mosef on? Number one. Number two, the other issue to bring up, though, the big issue that's discussed, is it's clear from the Chinuch, it's clear from the Rambam, it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that in Galus, one has to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres without a bracha. Mesiv Yasvinan, Biruche, Lo, Mivarchinan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. in Simin Tafrei Samaches Sif Aleph Ubechutz Laaretz Ochlam Besukah Balayla Ubayom Yidin the Sukkah night and day Mibreishu Savik Shvi Veimavarchen Al Yishivasa Umekachin Vomrim Zman. And you say Shachianu. Good. The Mishnah Brura quotes a Machlokes Achronim about sleeping in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So that already is a Machlokes Achronim. Some Rachonim, he says, say that you should sleep in the Sukkah. The Vilna Gaon was makpid to sleep in the Sukkah, but Dafka, he made sure. And even, the Chayadim quotes this. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chayadim quotes his Mechutin, the Gra, that even when it was freezing out, and even when it was snowing out, we still slept in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Upamachas vayakar gadol b'lel Shmini. It was freezing in Vilna. The Amar, even though other days, the regular days of Sukkot, he wouldn't have slept in the Sukkah, to show everybody that this is the halacha, he said, get on your winter coats, and sleep in the Sukkah. That was the Graz Charif statement, you got to sleep in the Sukkah even if it's freezing outside. That's quoted in the Chai Adam in Klal Kufnun Gimel. Why is the Graz so vehement about this? Why is he so strong? That is because of the minhag of that we know, in certain circles, there are minhagim not to sit and eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Some have the minhag to make kiddush in the Sukkah, some make kiddush by day and not by night. All various minhagim that have become prevalent over the past couple hundred years of not sitting in the Sukkah. And the big shaila is, where did this come from? It's mefurish against the Gemara, it's mefurish against the Rambam, it's mefurish against the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam doesn't argue. So you want to tell me, where does it come from that people don't sleep in the Sukkah now in Chutz La'aretz? So the Rambam already quotes it and tries to defend it. But you see, that's already a minog that's not rejected. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's bidyeved, but the Rambam tries to defend it. But this minog of not eating in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote anything. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have any other dayas. The Rambam in Poland doesn't have any other dayas. So that is a mystery that has bothered many. The tour, there are echoes of this in the Rishonim. They don't defend it at all, but they quote. The tour quotes. Tour quotes right in this siman. He says, Yesh noagin. Shalolishan babal el shmini, ubiyom shmini yoshvinba. Some have a minog not to sleep in the Sukkah, but on the day of, they eat there. Mashmah, they don't do anything on that, just sleeping. The eno minog. It's not a minug. That's what the Torah quotes. And the Beis Yosef quotes. This means that people are a minug only to eat in the Sukkah during the day and not by night. And the Torah says, ain't no minug. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't argue. The Beis Yosef doesn't defend it either. And in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not quoted. But the question is, where does it come from? There are many. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvas, he quotes many Hasidic Shachronim, mostly it's from the Hasidic world, that did not sit in the Sukkah. Coming from going back to the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov didn't sit the Chulu. So where does this come from? So one Svara given. One svara given to this is quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan. I'll read it. Aruch HaShulchan quotes that, remember, why is it that we don't shake a lulav on Shmini Atzeres and we only sit in the Sukkah? So the Rishonim already, based on the Gemara, discussed that shaking a lulav would be a davar nikar, that it's Sukkos. That's a bizayin of Shmini Atzeres. But a Sukkah, a lot of times people go outside. It's a nice day outside. You sit outside, so just sitting in the Sukkah is not a bizayin. That's not so anti-tied to the Sasi Shmini Atzeres. Making a bracha of Leishiva Sukkah would be, so we don't do that. But sitting in the Sukkah, it's nice outside, so therefore, it's not nika that it's against what Shmini Atzeres is all about. But, as the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe that only applied in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael in those climates. But in our climates, says the Aruch HaShulchan, in Navardic, in Europe, where a lot of times it's very cold and it's freezing on Shmini Atzeres, so on Sukkot you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, unless you're mitzta'er. But on Shmini Atzeres, remember, we don't shake a lulav because you don't want to have a davar hanikar. So too, Sukkah, in these cold climates, also would be a davar hanikar, and therefore, that is why it came to be that many don't do it. Okay, now Heker Atov, he himself, Aruch HaShulchan himself says, he thinks you should sit in the Sukkah both times. You should just leave right after the day meal. That's your Heker. But that it's not Sukkos. But he uses this to explain where these other minhagim came from. That's why some, the Piskei Tshuvas quotes, some rabbim used to go outside and say, is it cold? It's cold, and then go back inside. Just as as leading up to the issue. The problem is that the Rama also lived in Poland. The Rama lived in Europe, and he didn't argue. He didn't argue. And obviously the Vilna Gaon didn't feel that this was any type of chilek. He said, no, it's a din, takana derabanan, ashrini atzeres. So, again, this is what some of the halachic literature. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as saying that even though generally one should always follow one's father's minag, but in this type of circumstance where it's really against halacha, according to many, they should have to work it out. If the father's there, so then it could be get a little sticky. You have to ask a shayla exactly what to do. But the father's not there, so then it's not going against halacha to sit in a sukkah and shmini atzeres and chutz laaretz, because after all, that's the mefurish halacha. Okay. Interesting discussions. What about if you have a ben Eretz Yisrael that's in Chutz Laaretz, a ben Chutz Laaretz in Eretz Yisrael? It's a machlokes. If a ben Chutz Laaretz is in Eretz Yisrael, does he sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres night? Rav Yashiv and thinks yes. Other poskim think not, because it's in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody's sitting in the sukkah. Rav Tukachinsky thinks no. It's Mila de Befarhesi. He shouldn't. But either way, this is some of the issues relating to sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, as the Sefer HaChinuch brought up here. Va'odo diecha, and then the Sefer HaChinuch, continuing, brings up Chol HaMoed. Brings up Chol HaMoed, this of Chol HaMoed, which we discussed a couple of days ago. He discusses the different shitas in the Gemara, and then he quotes all the way at the bottom of the page, Ve'ezi melacha asura umuteres, masra nakasav l'chachamim. So he is the believer. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Oz Gimel. The Machlokas Rishonim, whether Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Asur D'Araisa or Asur D'Rabbanan. The Sefer HaChinuch assumes it's Asur D'Araisa, but he employs the principle that Tosfos does as well, the Gemara does, masran hakasav l'chachamim. This is one of the few cases where the Torah gives license to the Rabbanan to figure out what the Kavana of the Torah is. So even though it's Asur D'Araisa, there are heterim built in to those Yisurei D'Araisa. The Acher Shadavar Masur B'Yadam Shal Asra Torah El Mashiyom Ruhem. The Torah only answers what they will tell us. Chilku Amalachas Kavir Son of Adaitam. They explain differences. So if it's a Davar Ha'avid, or if it's a Maisa Uman, all the case of the five Heterim that we spoke about a couple of days ago. The Nimsa Shkal Malachas Shasru Heim Zachronim Lavrach Asur Lanami D'Araisa. Whatever they answered is Asur D'Araisa. V'Yasher Hitiru Gamki Mutter to Minatora. Whatever they matured is Mutter Minatora. Right? This principle is used by the Ran to explain Inu and Yom Kippur. It's used by Achronim to explain the concept of Uvachu Goseim Lo Seilechu. The concept of Masran Kazla Chachamim comes up in various places. Good. Continuing, moving right along, give enough time to go through all of the details of Isra Malach and Chol HaMoed. At the end, the Sefer HaChinuch says to his son, make sure though, in Dibur Maskil V'Yeser Prate, he says, make sure that you don't compare and jump to conclusions with Isra Malach and Chol HaMoed. You cannot be Medame Milsa LaMilsa. Every question about Chol HaMoed has to be asked separately, and just to add on to the Sefer HaChinuch, there are many svarim out that have been written on Inyani Chol HaMoed, Yisurei Chol HaMoed. It's something that we have to make sure that we look into, because as it says in Pirkei Avos, Mevaze Es HaMoados, being Mevaze Chol HaMoed. We just think Chol HaMoed is a weekday, but it's not. You can't write anything on Chol HaMoed unless it's Yisurei Chol HaMoed. You can't. There are all these many shilas. You know, just look as an example. Rav Nevenzal in his Sefer on Chol HaMoed, he goes through a lot of writing. Is it better to you know, if you're going to forget something, are you allowed to write it? Is it better to write something by Rosh Tevas instead of writing something fully? Again, he has chapters and chapters about shaving, about writing, about laundry, all different issues relating to a Chol HaMoed. If you find a mistake in a sefer on Chol HaMoed, are you allowed to fix it? So you may say, what? Of course. The answer is no. We have to make sure that we know what's mutter and what's not. You write Beis Samach Dalet on the top of every letter. If you have a heter to write something on Chol HaMoed, is it better not to write B'siyata D'Shmaya on top? Says Rav Nevenzal, Adif Lihimana. It's better not to. Why? Because what's the whole purpose of writing B'siyata D'Shmaya? Shekol Ksiva Ikar Kvod Shemayim. On Chol HaMoed, you are not writing it. Better lechvod shemayim. Ubuksiva Chol HaMoed adarav. Kvod Elokimi lehimana mikotzi yasmino nosev b'Chol HaMoed. I just heard a story recently. Somebody I know said that their relative went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky with a kvittel with people's names, and he went on the Chol HaMoed Pesach. He went to see him in Chol HaMoed Pesach, and he went into him, and he had a kvittel, and he wanted to show him the kvittel to ask him for a bracha on for hatzlacha for all of his family. So before he opened it, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, "Was this written in Chol HaMoed? If it was written in Chol HaMoed, I don't want to look at it." He told him. That's what he told him. Because he knew that he knows the halacha. He knew that there's what you're allowed to write, what you're allowed to write. In this story, he happened to have written it before Chol HaMoed, thank God. So he gave him a bracha and he looked at it. But anyway, these are serious issues relating to Chol HaMoed. Again, we didn't get a chance to, but feel free, in this Sefer Chol HaMoed, he has a fascinating page, just one page, about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, whether that's going to be allowed on Chol HaMoed. Right? We know it's not going to be Binyan Beis HaMikdash, it's not Doche Shabbos or Yontif. What about Chol HaMoed? Is it connected to the question of whether you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, which we discussed a couple of days ago? But anyway, this is an important discussion, and we should all be zocheh to properly keep Chol HaMoed and all Chagim in their proper way. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we pick up with the last two mitzvahs of Emor, Lulav and Sukkah.